From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an official call for American gymnast Paul Hamm to give back his gold medal. First, the lead. In Najaf, Iraq today, the militias loyal to the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr are leaving the shrine where they've been holed up for weeks. This follows a peace deal brokered yesterday by the country's most important Shiite cleric, the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. Scott Baldoff is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. He was at the shrine earlier today. He's back in Baghdad now. Scott, they really are disarming al-Sadr's so-called Mahdi army in Najaf?
They are withdrawing. They did put down their weapons. They are taking their weapons with them, but they are withdrawing from the city center and are no longer present there. The police, the Iraqi police, are now in control of the area around the shrine, which is a big change. It didn't look like it would come to this just yesterday when violence was spread throughout the city and more than 100 killed.
All of these militia fighters are leaving. How many of them were there in the shrine? How many did you see leave?
Mind you, not that many of them were in the shrine. There were some who were relaxing, resting after fighting the day before. But there were hundreds outside. We saw dozens down each major thoroughfare and, you know, down different alleys. It's easy to say that there are hundreds who are still well-armed and ready for street battle if it came to that. They, though, did withdraw, as far as we could see. Some did stay behind and fought against the army or the police that tried to come in. But for the most part, this peace deal seems to be honored.
Are people gathering at the mosque today? I mean, this is a very important center for them, isn't it?
That's right. Well, last night there was a call by Sistani for his supporters to come to the shrine to visit it. And the idea was that by 10 o'clock, everyone would be out of the shrine, including the pilgrims and including the fighters. The doors have since been locked up, and now the shrine is empty. The Mahdi army, those fighters, have been allowed safe passage back to their homes. Those of the fighters who lived outside of Najaf are now returning to their homes in other cities.
What are U.S. forces doing? They've been ringed around this shrine and closing in on it for 3 weeks now. What are they doing?
Well, when we went through the old city, there were no U.S. troops setting up checkpoints. A couple of Humvees did make rounds, but they basically were keeping a safe distance to ensure that the pilgrims would be able to get through and that there would not be any sort of firefight between the U.S. forces and the Mahdi army.
Scott, what about Muqtada al-Sadr? Does anyone know where he is? I think a part of this deal is that there are no charges brought against him, but I see there is a news report that police at the shrine found the bodies of at least 10 people who they say were executed by a religious court run by Muqtada al-Sadr's followers, and I wonder if there's any point of him being called to account for those killings.
There are certainly a lot of charges that are pending against Muqtada al-Sadr. He's also thought to have been involved in the killing of a rival Shiite cleric. But the deal is that there would be no attempt to arrest him. This is what kicked off the rebellion in the first place earlier this month. The idea, of course, is a bit of a concern to Iraqis, especially those who don't like Muqtada al-Sadr. They think that he should face music. But for the time being, the cost of that, in terms of military, the destruction of Najaf is a case in point. You can't really bring this man to justice without killing hundreds of people.
Scott Baldoff with the Christian Science Monitor in Baghdad. Scott, thanks.
Thank you.